A spooky welcome to you and all the friends who are about to recommend our way. This is Z.
And this is Amy.
And you're listening to an episode of Curse Words and Crayons Presents True Crime. Today, it's a little chitty chat, chat, chat about the most haunted Walmart ever. How crazy does that sound? But first, hello. Hi, Amy. What's up? And do you have our show and tell for this week?
I do, and I'm very excited about it. We are getting ready for Halloween over here. Do your kids have costumes?
Yes.
What are they going to be?
So Aurora wanted to be Belle, and she wants Ren to be the Beast, and she wants Roberto to be Gaston, and Mom will be nothing. So that felt good. That was very nice, very kind. I like not a
nothing.
Punch, yeah, not a punch to the gut. She also is going to right. Shit, she's also going to be the zombie cheerleader. From the zombie movie, you know, the Disney's. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she has an Ariel costume and Ren has the crab. So Ren is Beast and the crab because I didn't want him to just be the Beast. That felt shitty. Like, that doesn't feel
Aurora
like...
Aurora has multiple costumes.
No, because like, who's like, oh yeah, my baby, I'm going to dress him up as the Beast. Like, that's like, I don't know. That doesn't seem very sweet and wholesome and like first Halloween-like. Does that make sense?
It's so, not, but also the Beast is pretty badass though.
He is. And he has a good heart. He does. You know? So yes, multiple costumes because we're going to at least two trunk or treats and then Halloween.
Mm.
About y'all.
They are still just, so I have to put a deadline on, like, this is when you have to make your decision because costume ideas have changed about 57 times already. I think Milo is going to be Grimace from McDonald's, you know, the Grimace,
yep,
the purple guy.
Love that.
He's
so
really
all you need
that.
Is like a hat and sunglasses.
Purple sweatsuit, brother. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be super easy. Hayden has changed her mind about a million times. So I'm pretty sure probably by the end of this week, we're going to have to say, all right, deal's up. You've got to decide what you're going to be. We don't do multiple costumes, though. They pick one thing and that's what they are for Halloween.
My mother
no matter how many times you dress them up.
Yeah, my mother purchased the Belle costume and the Ariel costume.
Love
so
it.
And
I mean,
Ren stuff. So I only purchased one as well. And it was $10 from the neighborhood.
Costume change. I do love that. We will do probably a themed trunk or treat for our church. We've never done a trunk, but my sister did one last year and theirs was really cute. So obviously,
I don't like doing a trunk because then I don't get to participate. So the first trunk or treat that I went to, well, but Aurora was tiny, tiny, and my kids are still little, and it's not
That's
their
true.
Firsts anymore. Well, it is for Ren, but it still feels
she's
very.
She's still probably so excited about it.
So excited.
Yeah,
so
that's
excited.
True.
And I want to go around with her. And a lot of times Roberto isn't there with me because he's traveling for work. So my dumbass.
No,
I cannot do both.
Sense.
So
I
the first year,
either,
my
yeah.
mom got to go around with Aurora, like an 18-month little Aurora, and I had to stay at the booth, and I was like, my car. I was like, I don't want to do this. I want to come with you guys. So
yes, I get it. I get that. My kids are at Milo.
You should play a game for your trunk or treat because we go to a church trunk or treat, and each of them have like some sort of game to participate, and it makes it so
fun.
Ooh,
I like that.
You should do bowling.
Bowling would be fun.
And so cheap because
that's
you
fun.
Can just, you can ask your friends and family. I don't know if y'all are big soda drinkers, but you could purchase like a couple, two liters. And then those are your pens and you can spray paint them however you want and have the kids decorate them whichever way. And then and that's all you need.
Yeah,
and then
and
babies
so
can do it. Big kids can do it. Like it's fun. It's fun for the whole family. But no, for real, it's fun for the whole family. And there is a bunch of different games that you can do at trunk or treats. And personally, I think that makes it way more fun.
I love now, that. That's fun. I like that idea. We will
two
definitely
alleys. So two people can go at the same time, or else you'll have too much of a line at your thing. And then
we could all dress up as bowlers. That would be kind of fun. And super easy. I love that. So we have to wrap those decisions up. We have to decide what we're doing for all the things because, you know, last minute Lucy over here, I'm always doing things at the last minute. And also I was talking with some people last week about how, like, I love fall and it's my favorite and it's my favorite. And then in literally the same breath, I'm like, oh, but it's going to be winter and it's starting to get darker and it's all like stressy and depressy. And I just don't like the cold and the darkness. But we finally this last week got some, cause you know, it's all seasons around here. We got some cold seasonal weather, which I am loving, and we're using our fireplace, which is just my favorite. So that is exciting. I do have a show and tell, and it is sort of weather related. Have you heard Halo Therapy?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. So it's an alternative treatment. So similar to, I don't know, like, you know, it's not like Western-y. It's an alternative treatment that involves breathing salty air. And they, folks that participate in this claim that it can treat respiratory conditions like asthma, bronchitis, allergies. Others suggest it can ease smoking related symptoms like coughing, shortness of breath, wheezing. They say it's good for anxiety. They say it's good for, you know, stress. But we went to a salt room that kind of looks like a beach setup without the water. So they have tons of salt lamps. They have salt bricks everywhere. There's salt all over the floor. And it's kind of a cross between like rock salt and sand. So it's not quite as fine as sand, but not quite, the place we went to anyways, wasn't quite as like pointy as like rock salt. So it was a little bit fine. And you go in without your shoes on, but you can lay in it, you can sit in it, you can do whatever. They have like those anti-gravity chairs or gravity chairs where they're like beachy type chairs you can sit in. But the real therapy comes from a machine that pumps very fine granulated salt into the air. And it just looks hazy in there, kind of like if there was like a smoke machine potentially. But
it's like a sauna.
Sort of, but no heat. Yes. It's like a sauna, but no heat. So it's super relaxing.
Oh, it's not hot?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh.
It's just comfortable, like room temperature. It was fine. It wasn't hot. Nope. Can you imagine though? Because if it was hot and sweaty and you got all that salt, it'd be gross.
I think I would want it to be a little warm.
But then what if you got sweaty and you got salt all over you?
I run. What the fuck do you mean? What if I got sweaty? I would bathe afterwards.
Like, no, but wouldn't it? Don't you think it would hurt with all that? Like, what if you had like a little like cut or something?
Oh yeah, maybe. But also is that not the same thing as being like at the beach though, with the,
probably.
With the sea air?
Yeah, probably. But it was, they had a like makeshift waterfall. So like the vibes were super cool and super amazing. And so, of course, after we left, I felt so refreshed and fantastic. I started Googling, like, how do I do this at home? How do I get this same experience in my own home? You can buy Halo Therapy machines. They're like $150. So, like, not so outrageous that, like, you couldn't afford it for your house. Where it would pump the same thing into your house. You can also get inhalers.
Yes, they're not vapes, but
they're vapes. Yep. And there's it's the salt thing. So that's supposed to be super helpful.
I'm looking at that right now.
We have a lot of salt lamps in our house.
You do too.
But I don't think we have the magnitude that is supposed to be like beneficial for like, you know, the amount of things.
No, I think mine are just to like look pretty, honestly and truly. Yeah. They're not, there's no way that it's putting out enough salt to do anything.
No way.
But I got them and then my son has a lot of adenoid issues and we're just going through the surgery to like remove them and whatever. I mean, we still all have allergy issues and stuff too. So I'm incredibly interested in this.
Yes. I think it would be awesome for the kiddos. Milo gets really bad, like nosebleeds. And so we do a lot of, humidifiers in our house. Like in the winter, he gets really bad, like dry nose and nosebleeds. I wonder if that could help with this as well. But anyways, it was super relaxing. It was super amazing. If you have a salt room near you, I highly recommend going. It wasn't very expensive. Like you don't go in with strangers, which I love. But you like reserve the room. And then depending on the number of people you have is like what you pay for it. But it was super reasonably priced. We have one in Columbus that I'm excited to check out. I was away from home when I went to this one, but a lot of places have them. You can also get like a massage in there. So like they could come in and like do your massage in the salt room, which is, it's just, it was very relaxing. It was very out of the ordinary, but it was also, I love that it has like medicinal things too, because while I love to relax and do all of those things, if it's going to help my health or my mental health or whatever, I'm super into it. I am going to put some things in our store that are related to halotherapy that you can easily get on Amazon and recreate it in your house. Yes, a lot of places have it set up so it's like a sandbox for kids, like they can go in and sit and play. This place did not, but some places do.
I'm looking into, there's like two places near me, and I'm trying to look into. And they also have crypto, too. Have you done crypto?
No.
Cairo. I'm in Cairo, not crypto.
Cryo. The freezing, freezing, freezing.
My
freezing.
Bad. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have not, but when I worked for laundry care, we had a client that was a cryotherapy place. And I know that the lady that owns the company is a good friend of mine. And she got to go and try it out. And she said it's really weird, but it's really cool. I have not done it yet. But
you know what I hate? Oh, here we go. Now I can find it. I was just going to say, if you own a spa and you're listening, or if you own a business, put your fucking pricing on your website.
Yes.
Don't make me look in three different places, because guess what? I'm not going to come in if I don't know how much it costs.
Oh no.
I need to know.
Budget that shit before I get in there for sure.
Yes. Or tell myself in 25 different ways. Oh, okay. This is only... Okay, so for like a sauna, it's $40, so that's not bad. And then for the salt booth, yeah, it's $40.
Right, and then if you, some of the places also have memberships, and so it's like unlimited for as many as you want, and you can go. It could be, you're always talking about building your village. This could be a really cool, like, hey, yeah, let's unlimited. All get together and go to this thing and bring our kids.
That would be fun.
Or let's leave our fucking kids at home because they're annoying and go by ourselves. So that's also an option. However you're feeling, are you feeling like you want to be a good mom or you want to leave those little suckers at home? Either way is fine. Super relaxing, super good for everybody. I definitely, definitely recommend it. I'm going to put a link in our show notes about some things you can do at home that I will definitely be purchasing for our home, because I just think sometimes we overlook some of those things that give us health benefits that we think are hocus pocus, and sometimes they're not, and I'm super into it.
Yes, I'm excited. I cannot wait to see what you're going to recommend, because some of the ones that I was just looking up, it's like $900. So I'm not going to buy that one.
Well, you can definitely get super expensive ones, but I found some that were much more reasonably priced that were like, okay, I could afford that. Like it's a little splurgy, but if you're using it.
Yeah, you'll just have to sit in a smaller space. No big deal. Just take it into your closet instead of your bedroom, whatever.
For sure. Love it. Love
it. Better off that way. Should we talk about our topic for the week?
We should. And this is one that may sound familiar to you. And I am super excited we're talking about it.
Yes. Okay. So remember when we covered the flood in Galveston in 1910?
Yes, I do. Yes.
So it was a couple years ago. And it was part of either last year's spooky stories for Halloween or maybe the year before. I don't remember.
Last year, actually. I'll link it in here if you haven't listened to that episode yet. It was by far one of my faves, the Halloween episodes we've done. But yes, I think it was last year.
They're very fun. They're very fun when we do them. So go and listen. And this is one of our Halloween episodes as well. So like just a good one to recommend to your friend. Anyways, so I was scrolling through the internet and this random thing came across my feed and it was like the spookiest Walmart in the world. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I clicked on it. And you know what? It has to do
and
with
you
the,
know what it is.
Yeah, it has to do with the 1910 flood in Galveston. Okay, so they built a fucking Walmart over some of the most haunted ground in the entire state, and just said KKK here, cool, go shopping. And of course, it's Walmart. I wonder if the Whole Foods is also built on haunted ground, because I remember thinking it was very odd as a child that it just, but also maybe that was just all the patchouli in there in the 90s, because Whole Food wasn't as popular, right? But anyways, the Walmart on Galveston Island is the most haunted Walmart ever. So let's back it up a little bit. Right in front of the seawall across from the Walmart is the Texas Historical Marker. And this is where St. Mary's Orphan Asylum stood before a majority of it was swept up in the storm. At least 90 kids were killed that night, along with 10 nuns. Only 3 boys survived.
Wow, I didn't know only 3 boys survived. That is spooky. For some reason, it's spookier to me that anybody lived? That 3 survived,
yes,
rather than like,
why didn't they all
lived.
Die? Yes. What did they have to do to live? I don't want to know.
Did they hold everybody under the water? Oh my God, I bet they did that. I don't know. Did they eat them? Did they eat their souls? I think that's really what happened. I remember when we covered the flood, which I think is so very fascinating. The thing that also gets me like weird is, why do they call an orphanage also an asylum? Isn't an asylum for crazy people?
Maybe they also put troubled children there.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe it was an orphanage and an asylum.
I don't know that I ever really, it says protection granted by, no, that's different. I don't know, but that creeps me out. So the fact that there were like only a few kids that survived and that it is called an asylum, find it weird. But on the day of the storm, it was September 8th, 1900. Wind gusts were over 100 miles an hour. So very, very high winds. The sisters took all the children to the second floor of the girls' dormitory because the first floor was flooding.
And now Galveston floods all the time. Right. This isn't like, if you still live in Galveston, you're a little nutso, like something's a little bit wrong with you, because it straight up floods all the time. We get hurricanes all the time, and with hurricanes come lots of water and flooding, especially in Galveston, because it is a beach town.
Right.
It's right there on the
coast. And I know that when you are in a beach town, most places, not that this place was, but are like built on stilts because of the flooding and the water and all that kind of things. But if there is flooding, is the recommendation to just climb to the second floor?
No, it's definitely not, because then there's nowhere for you to go. And if you're trapped inside, it's to like get,
what do you do?
You could get on the roof. The best thing to do would to be to get on the roof.
Because then you could jump off if you needed to. Like, you could get into the water if you
can
really
escape in some way. But the water rises all the way up to the ceiling and you're in the second story, like, you're going to drown, you know? Like, that's not...
Right.
It's not any more safe. Also, it's like the Titanic. You remember the Titanic, how the water was going up to the top and rising and everything like that?
Yes, and that's what happens. But, I mean, you have a gaggle of children and it's flooding and winds are 100 miles per hour. I guess you do what you
can. Also, they don't have Google. They're not able to look it up. No television person is coming on.
No one's telling them. Right. Seek
shelter. Because we quite literally have people that are saying, whatever you do, don't seek shelter in the second story.
Blah, blah, blah.
If your house is flooding, get out. Don't go up. Get out. Those kind of situations. But that's televised now for us. Like, that's a very, but then it wouldn't have been.
Absolutely. I get it. Totally makes sense. But also like, why did you do that? But, you know, we do better. We do better when we know better, sisters of perpetual whatever. So that is what is happening. So they climb up to the second floor. The floodwaters took down the boys' dormitory, which was an older structure. And as they go upstairs, it is said that the kids were singing a French hymn called The Queen of the Waves. So I did look up this song. It came up with two songs. One was talking about the hurricane in Galveston, and the other was from a Barbie mermaid movie. And I think it's safe to say which ones was the actual song that they were singing, not the Barbie.
Obviously, the Barbie mermaid movie.
Obviously, Barbie mermaids is what was happening. But I couldn't find the actual song. I found the lyrics and I found the tune, but I couldn't find them actually being sung together. And then I stopped looking because I remembered how much little kids singing songs creeps me out. Like,
oh,
not
so creepy, especially yeah. if they sound sad too. Like, right. No thanks.
So I thought I wanted to listen to it, and then I decided mm-hmm. I don't want to listen to it. But Queen of the Waves was a French hymn that French fishermen would sing in order to protect themselves from the ocean. So all in all, creep factor or not, it's pretty sad because, spoiler alert, the song did not protect them from the ocean and it did not go well. But something I didn't know, and the only reason I know this is because my children go to a French immersion school, but Mobile, Alabama is home of one of the first ever French settlements in the United States. So when I was like, a French hymn, I think that part of the South was very like French heavy. Because of that purpose. So kind of also cool, but also a little weird. So the sisters then, this is where it gets sad. The sisters then used a clothesline rope to tie the children together. So I guess they tied the children either by their waists or their hands, like their wrists, and then they tied them around the waist of the nuns. But the dormitory lifted from the foundation and the roof caved in. There's water. There's flooding. It trapped the children and the nuns inside. So not only are they trapped, but they're also tied together. So if they're tied together, the possibilities of them being able to not drown is slimmer because they are stuck. So very sad. And when they start going through the wreckage, they're finding them all tied together and dead, aside from a few boys, which I don't know if they broke free or what happened, but that is what happened. So the Galveston Walmart is built on this space, and there are a lot of stories about the Walmart being haunted since it opened, and it opened in 1994. So it hasn't been, 1994 is a long time ago, but the floods happened in 1900. The Walmart wasn't built for 94 years later, but these grounds, this area is super haunted. So the store is one of many locations on the island where locals believe paranormal activity still happens more than 120 years later. The hurricane is still the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history. It changed the island forever, killing more than 8,000 people and destroying a third of the building inventory in Galveston. So this was just catastrophic for this area. So to be honest, it's not super surprising that there's so much paranormal activity, because this is like super traumatizing.
Yes. And so there's a lot of different ghost stories centered around the seawall. And this Walmart is one of them. And all of these, again, are related to the storm that happened there. The stories help keep the history of the storm alive, and people are compelled to research and learn more about what happened, like us today, like you today. Mm-hmm. We're here. We're chatting about it. And yes, so all sorts of weird stuff happens at the Walmart, one of which employees have reported seeing cash registers going haywire, electronic doors opening and closing on their own, and the sounds of children. And there's even a Ghost City Tours that goes through there stating that the spirits of children roam this Walmart. And this isn't just employees that have heard it. These are several, lots of people have heard cries of children, laughter, even a small girl crying out for her mother. And most of these encounters have been linked to the toy area of the building. So the claims are that they hear all these things. They also say that they see a Mexican-American girl aged somewhere between 7 to 9 with milky white eyes that looks ghoulish wandering around. Everything from her mouth down is covered in blood, because like blood is like pouring out of her mouth. Ooh. So that's a big no for me. And poor kid who wants to come back as a ghost who's all scary and shit like that. Not a little girl. She probably wants somebody to play with her. That's why she's in the toy section. Duh. I know enough.
But isn't it interesting? And I've heard a lot when I was looking at like videos, I was mostly looking at things on TikTok that of people that were talking about this haunted Walmart, that it is in the toy section because it was from so long ago and toys are so different now. I mean, I guess it's going to still attract a child no matter what their age is, but it is very creepy that it is in the toy section.
Yes, I do agree. But that is the haunted Walmart. And I have a new dream, honestly, Amy. And I want you, instead of, because I've always been like, oh, I'll go to Amy. And that's how we'll meet the first time. I think I want you to come here instead. And I want us to go to Galveston and do a ghost city tour in Galveston and stay, because I know the lowdown, right? And then we could visit somewhere newer together. Like then we could go to Salem and do another like witch tour, ghost tour through there or something like that. But I think it'd be super fun. That's my new
that
dream
idea.
Is for you
I
to
love
come down
that
to
dream.
Galveston.
Let's make it happen. I have not spent a ton of time in Texas, so I would love to learn more about the spooky spooks of Galveston, because I feel like a lot of
the killing
stuff
fields
we've talked about. Yes.
Yeah, the killing fields are near Galveston too. So on the way there. So we could hit up a bunch of different haunts. Literally and figuratively. Bada boom. And Galveston's a beach town, so they have all like the little fucking beachy drinks with like the umbrellas and like that. Oh, they're so cute, right?
If nothing else.
Exactly. And do you like seafood?
I love seafood.
Okay, I mean, yes, it's a must.
We're totally doing it.
A must.
I love that, but also, sadly, not only do you come back as a ghost as a child with this Galveston Walmart thing, but you also are stuck at a Walmart. Like, that seems sad.
Yes. Can it not be like a Target or...
Or literally anywhere else than a Walmart. That's like a fate worse than death. I just don't know. Right. A park. Why? And it does surprise me. Like, why didn't they build something a little bit more memorializing around it than like,
there's
a Walmart.
This sounds like really shitty, but it's prime real estate.
It does sound shitty, but it's true.
It's on the seawall. It is prime real estate. And it is the Walmart of Galveston. Like they didn't have, and yes, they could have built, I'm not saying that they couldn't have built it other places. I am just merely saying like, I bet that Walmart fucking banks. It's like the Ross that's across the street at like Disney World and like when you go to Vegas and there's like a fucking TJ Maxx across the street and you just know that those places just make big bucks. Or when we go to New York, there's like a huge Marshall's, TJ Maxx, whatever, like right in Times Square. And I'm like, I'm like, oh, I know everybody hits this shit up. So the same with the Walmart. It feels like very much like everybody goes there to get their waters before they go to the beach and their beers.
And you say that it is Galveston is an island, like a full island, or like it is just like separated by like a bridge.
Who's to say? Not me.
You don't know.
No, I'm not sure. Now, it depends on where you're going. So some of it, I know you do have to take a ferry.
Sure.
So it might not be a total island, but it is called a Galveston Island.
It is called, well, and they, I feel like this in this, that part of the South, a lot of things are called an island, but like, there's like causeways that are built that you can get them easier.
Yes.
But so we vacation a lot in Gulf Shores and we vacationed in Fort Morgan last time, which is, it's the next town over, but to get there is fucking impossible. It's just really hard and everything there is expensive. So when you mention prime real estate, you've got this area that like you can go into this Walmart, they can jack the price or even they don't even probably have to jack the prices up. Everybody stops there because it's the only thing there.
Mm-hmm. So now, Galveston isn't as nice, so they're not able to like jack the prices. Well, maybe they are. Maybe they are able to raise some of the pricing of stuff.
I feel like it doesn't matter. Like if you're a beach town, you can charge $99 for a beer, and that is like people are going to pay it because that's what they want to pay. But thanks for bringing this up again.
I think it was so interesting,
and it's fun to talk about haunted. We talked about a haunted Spaghetti Warehouse. Yes.
In Houston.
Mm-hmm. If you are listening and you know of a haunted location, like a restaurant or a store, let me know because I'm super into that weird stuff. So send us a message because I want to hear about your other haunted locations. I love it.
Yes, that would be super fun. And also thank you for tuning in. If you're new, we hope to see you back next week for another true crime. Maybe it'll be parenting. Maybe it's true crime. Who's to say? Not me. Not me, because I'm not sure.
Surprise to you. Who knows?
Yeah, surprise to me, surprise to you. And if you're a regular, thank you, thank you. You're amazing. We literally wouldn't be here without you. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Go forth. Drink your water. Try to keep some of your more offensive opinions to yourself, okay? You know, like, we can wait until we get into the car. Call our bestie. Tell them about it instead. Let's try to be a little less conflict. I don't know if that's for me or for everybody, but that's definitely what I'm going to be doing this week.
But if you do have an offensive opinion, just call me. I want to know all about
it. Oh yeah, message us. We want to know.
I want to hear it. The cattier the better, my friend.
Love it. Love it. Until next time. Bye.
Goodbye.